Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. What's up, y'all? Welcome to Dish Nation. We are the North Korea of entertainment news. People laugh at us, but we're still a threat. Filling in for Portia today, please welcome back to the show, writer, actress, comedian, she does it all. Ladies and gentlemen, one time for Vanessa Fraction. Now, big things are popping on the show. Later on, we're going to tell you why Angelina Jolie made a bunch of kids cry, allegedly. And Steph Curry is throwing all kinds of shade at LeBron. But the worst part is LeBron's teammates were actually laughing along with him. Mm. Plus, our LA crew is going to be joining us in a minute. But first, let's kick it off with some old-fashioned beef. Brat, you hungry?
No!
Come on, man. It's NBA beef.
You okay, yeah, okay.
All right, now everybody knows LeVar Ball. He's very outspoken.
Big mouth.
The father of Lonzo Ball. Are you a fan?
Of the balls? No. Not those balls.
Okay.
Oh.
Well, Lonzo Ball is set to make his debut with the Lakers this upcoming season, and LeVar and Shaq have been going at each other for a couple of months now. Now, Shaq kicked it off by criticizing LeVar for overcharging people for his son's Lonzo Big Baller Brand shoes. You know they're $500?
Mm-hmm. Really? And that you only give them till November.
So LeVar fired back saying that he and his other son LaMelo could take Shaq and his son one-on-one and win.
He always wolfing.
Yeah, well, Shaq wolfed back.
Oh.
He hit the studio, turned the mic on, pulled up an old school Jay-Z beat, and rapped on it. Take a listen. What?
He was talking loud. I don't understand. Walk around like they the true big baller Dan. How you think that? I'm about to spit facts. I walk in Reebok in 92. I came out with them Shaqs. I've been doing this a long time. When you was averaging 2 points, riding a pine.
You see-
Did you say Bratzy? Think his skills need a little icy hot.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Funny. Need a little loosening up? All right, you guys, you're going to have to help me with this one. It's time for a special senior edition of
It's the Damn Girl.
First up, coming in at 61 years young, we have Kris Jenner. Khloe Kardashian posted this pic of her mom with the caption, "Kris Jenner looking like a snack. I see you, mommy." Mm. Hashtag six kids and bad.
Her body is dope.
Yeah.
Child on that picture.
Face. That's disgusting.
Why?
You know damn well,
let me
honey.
Blow
first
it
of
up.
All, honey, she didn't... had her body rebuilt, number one, at 61. And she ain't doing it but putting that picture because they know OJ about to get out of jail. And
ooh.
She's trying to get them set up, honey, for OJ. I don't like it.
It's a thirst trap.
God.
Yes, it is,
no,
honey.
I don't
you get
think
it, an
so.
OJ thirst trap?
Yes, honey.
I think Nicole Simpson was her friend, and she's not trying to, no. Remember in the movie, she was so mad at her husband for even representing OJ and being part of it because she felt like he really did it. I don't think she finna go.
Kylie and Chloe and them all was friends with Black China, too, honey. And she wound up sleeping with her. Tiger.
Yeah, that's
talk about
no
it.
So, baby, so friends don't have nothing to do with them, honey.
And last but certainly not least, at 75 years young, we have the one and only queen of soul, Miss Aretha Franklin. She performed with gospel singer Ricky Diller, what's up, Chi-Town, over the weekend. And it's not only looking good, but apparently also getting paid.
Yes.
Oh, but look at all that money the queen got in her hand, child. It's new money.
Now, it's a lot going on that back table now. I think I see a pair of dice and some cocaine now. I'm not sure. But I think I see.
Oh, no, not the queen.
I think I see. I ain't say it was hers, but I think I see it back. I'm not going to put that on her, but it's in her room.
Okay, up next, you know we love our fans, right?
Yeah.
That's why we're giving you the chance to win $500 a Monday through Thursday this week in Gary's Secret Sexy Word of the Day contest.
Okay, rain, make it rain, make it rain.
I want some of that money.
Yeah.
Okay, here's how you play. Several mini Garys will appear throughout the episode, holding a different letter each time. Make sure you pay attention and write down each letter, because by the end of the episode, you'll have Gary's secret sexy word of the day. And once you go over what it is, go to dishnation.com/GarySexyWordContest to enter the word for the chance to win $500.
$500.
Today's winner will be announced tomorrow, and we'll give you a new word and new chance to get that money, baby. So make sure you tune in every day this week so you don't miss out. Get your pens and your pencils ready, guys, because here is the first letter.
Gary over there looking like a snack.
Ooh.
All right, y'all. It's time to shout out to our neighbors with better weather. What up, Heidi and Eric? What's going on, y'all?
Hello,
what's
Atlanta? Atlanta.
What up, what up?
What up?
Now, we heard that Frank is out. We heard he's actually doing well, but it's actually his beard that is sick today. Yes. Now, I understand you got a story about Angelina Jolie. What's she doing now?
Oh, she is in some hot water, but she is defending herself. Let me give you the Cliff's Notes version of this story, because it's pretty long and drawn out. But she was on the cover of Vanity Fair promoting her new movie that she directed. It's called First They Killed My Father. Now, it's about poor kids in Cambodia.
But John Voight's okay, right? John Voight is fine.
Not her father.
Got it.
She just directed this movie. Okay. It's not about her life. She wanted to get real legitimate poor kids from Cambodia, because that's what the entire storyline is about, to play these roles. So the producers looked everywhere in Cambodia for legitimate kids to play these roles. So they went to orphanages and slums of Cambodia. And what they did was an improv game. And the improv game was something like this. Hey, poor kid, here's some money.
Thank you.
Nope. And they filmed the reactions of these poor kids getting money taken away from them to help find this lead role.
What?
Now, Angie is defending herself, saying they all knew it was an improv game. They all knew they were auditioning for a role, and that's what you do in an audition.
Well, the good news is, I think, out of all of this, is that she did end up adopting all of those kids. So it's fine. They're fine, you guys.
Well, the kid that actually had the biggest reaction, the kid that cried the hardest, she stared at the money for a minute and then burst into tears. They gave her the role. So she's not going to be poor anymore because she's the lead in this movie. But Angie is saying, she's defending herself, saying there were therapists on set. Now, why would you need therapists on set?
Because it's an awful thing to do to a kid.
If you did know it was awful, why would you have therapists there?
That's like walking into an orphanage and saying, you're all adopted. Psych.
No. Well, staying in the realm of acting, one of my favorite actresses of all times, Meryl Streep, is making another movie.
Yay!
This one's being directed by Steven Spielberg, so this is quite a collaboration. She is playing a real character. Her name is Katherine K. Graham. Now, why are we talking about this? Because this is a time of in Meryl Streep's acting career where she is not going out of character at all.
She's leaving set and pretending to be her character all the time.
Yeah, she's staying as Katherine Graham. According to reports, she went out the other night in Harlem in full hair and makeup of Katherine Graham with about 15 members of the production. They snacked on wings, french fries, and deviled eggs, and then washed all of that stuff down with tequila shots.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Nice.
Go, girl. Go, girl.
I think you mean Katherine.
But, you know, but it's dope that she's taking this approach, like, you know, so late in life, because, like, you know, like, you get bored with acting sometimes. Yeah. So, you know, so you got to kind of keep yourself in the game somehow. Good thing she's not playing a porn star.
Ooh.
Spicy. Meryl Streep.
Oh, you watch it.
I like it.
You would watch a Meryl Streep porn in a heartbeat.
She has to play the role of an actress who can't act. Right?
Oh, Mr. Pizza Man.
I didn't know you were coming today.
Wow. Does it come with sausage? Okay, y'all, moving on. Selena Gomez is probably one of the biggest pop stars in the world right now.
True.
So her recent confession, Today's Magazine, is getting a lot of buzz. Mm. Believe it or not, Selena has confessed to being very insecure, but she likes it. Here's Selena's exact quote. I have a lot of insecurities. I'm sensitive as I feel everything so intensely, which is one of my favorite things about myself. Feeling is something I love.
Oh.
Feeling is something I love.
And men don't usually like insecure women because they start nagging too much. Too much.
Everything. Who's that girl?
Exactly.
Who's calling you? What number is that? Where are you? Who you with?
You're nightmare. Stressing me out right now. It's not even real.
It also bugs me that I hate when like really attractive people are like, I'm so insecure. Shut up. Walk around like real people.
Maybe because she always gets carded because she still has that young face.
Like, that is a real insecurity.
No. Especially when they card one person and they tell the other person, nah, you good.
Right.
That is the word.
Well, don't go away because a couple of NBA stars are acting like real housewives. And we're going to tell you all about that up next.
What's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation. Now, over the weekend, Steph Curry and Kyrie Irving reached Real Housewives level of petty over the weekend. Mm-hmm. Now, y'all might remember last month, right after the Cleveland Cavaliers lost the NBA championship to the Golden State Warriors, LeBron had posted a video of himself on Instagram back in the gym, jamming to that song First Day Out by T Grizzly, and like the LeBron challenge was born and the internet went crazy. Well, Steph and Kyrie were at an ex-Warrior, current Maverick, Harrison Barnes wedding over the weekend, and First Day Out came on. Steph did this.
And get him, because every time he kept going back, he said, get him. He really don't like him. I think he, for real, I think they done.
Now, a couple months ago, Kyrie and LeBron were solid, but after these last finals, Kyrie made it clear that he no longer wants to be LeBron's teammate and wants to be traded, so there's bad blood between the two of them right now.
What you think, LeBron gonna be mad?
LeBron gonna get mad, he gonna get focused, and he gonna get another ring. That's what LeBron does.
I like that.
He ain't gonna get it from Steph Curry.
Okay.
He's gonna need some help.
I love Steph Curry. Whatever he does is cool with me, Curry.
Yeah, but I've never seen grown men be so petty. Grown, big old grown men with money acting like that.
Oh, come on, Gary. They all like big children. They got all that money. They like to do eternally 12-year-old things.
Yeah, well, that's ridiculous.
But that's when you can be petty, when you a big grown man with money. You should be jumping into beds, doing all type of stuff. Have some fun. Life's about fun.
But a woman don't want a grown-ass man acting like a child.
What you know what a woman wants?
I know she don't want dad.
I like to have fun with my man. We wrestling everything.
Hello?
I make my man wrestle me.
Oh, really? I didn't know y'all had a man.
Oh, excuse me. Was that?
You never do.
Oh, you know, wow.
You never have anything.
That hurt my feelings a little bit, Gary.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You know darn well I don't have a man. You have
okay.
You did not have to do that. As you taunt me, where's your video? That was sad.
Did anyone of y'all really think that honey, the accusations of running a sex cult were going to, honey, just stop Mr. R. Kelly from being R. Kelly?
No.
Okay, I thought not, baby. But anyway, y'all, it did not, honey. Because over the weekend, honey, R. Kelly performed in his first live show in Virginia Beach, honey, yes, and did not dial back his signature R. Kelly moves.
Yes.
Why should he?
To see this. He's the Pied Piper, boo.
Y'all partial because y'all from Chicago.
Do you mind?
Do you mind?
If I give you some of my.
Well, anyway, y'all, honey, during, honey, the show, y'all, R. Kelly sang his 1998 hit, Half on a Baby, honey, directly, honey, into a front row fan's phone and proceeded to do this.
Ooh. Come through, Kel.
What'd he do, John?
Come through, Kel.
Let me see.
Why
was he rapping it like that?
That's Kel.
He did it slow.
That's and he ain't gonna change, and I'm happy he's not changing.
You know where he started off, though, where I knew it was gonna go bad?
Where?
When he was on stage with some jogging pants on.
Yeah.
Right when you see a man with jogging pants on, he is up to no good.
Oh, my God. That offended me.
Oh, you was offended, Gary.
No. But anyway, child. But is that sexy to y'all, though?
It's good for stage.
It is.
Now, if we're at dinner and you take my phone and start doing all this at the table and stuff, no, I'm gonna kid. That is not sexy.
Now, if Usher does that at a show, your phone's gonna have a virus. I mean, would you use the phone?
Okay, anyway, moving on. Miley Cyrus won on the internet last night, y'all. She posted a Photoshop photo of her hanging with President Barack Obama with the caption, I never post Pat photos, but Barack Obama. And here's the thing. Half the people commented thought it was real.
It looks real.
Yeah.
It looks very real. I thought it was real.
Very. I did. Like, wait a damn minute.
I had a lot of questions.
Because Barack been hanging out with everybody.
He has. He's been off.
He's been everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
He probably was like, hey, Miley, you got that joint ready? Are you going to roll up? Who's going to roll up? Are we smoking tonight or what, Miley?
Oh.
They do look really chummy. They, they look really chummy
Who's
in this
gonna
picture.
Who's going to get the beer, Miley? You got the Hennessy?
No, I know.
All right, coming up, a celebrity looks unforgivable this weekend. We'll show you who after the break.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. All right, y'all, so you may remember just last week we talked about how the ladies' man, Scott Disick, may have changed his womanizing ways as he announced to the world that he was not a sex addict.
Mm. Usually when you gotta announce that, you're a sex addict.
You are.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, he may want a second opinion if stories of his behavior over the weekend are true. Reports have been circulating that the father of three was sloppy drunk at an exclusive beach hotel in the Hamptons last night. And an eyewitness had this to say. At one point, he just walked over to two girls and started grabbing it. I'm sorry. At one point, he just walked over to two girls and started grabbing them. And then he screamed, I want my...
What? A guy's name is Scott Disick. I expect him to do things like this. I would be disappointed if he didn't.
But have y'all ever been so drunk when y'all made a fool out of yourself and said crazy things like that publicly?
Well, yes, I have.
Please share with us.
A lot of times I don't remember. Like, my friends come back and be like, girl, you know what you did? I'm like, what, child?
You didn't wake up with more money than you started out with, did you?
Well, I have a new bag. That's all I want to say. I secured the bag, man.
I secured the bag. Yes.
There are colorful ways to say that you want that done. That was...
Yeah, that was kind of inappropriate. And
what happened to old school downtown? Can you go downtown on me? Remember that?
I just sit back and wait and see what hits me first. I hate rejection.
Oh.
Yeah, like...
So you wait for it?
Yeah.
So do you just do you do the gestures like...
All right, y'all, honey, there is just enough time for...
Unbelievable and Unforgivable.
And under my microscope, honey, today is the fabulous Miss Amber Rose, honey, whose blonde buzz cut is as famous as she is. Now, Miss Amber, honey, she stepped out this weekend wearing a raven-colored tousled wig, which dramatically transformed her look. Yes, y'all. She's a new... Well, you don't like that?
Oh, you can tell that I didn't care for it.
She looks like Christina Aguilera if you just quickly glance.
She does. Like, from back in the day, I'm not feeling this.
No.
You know, for some reason, I usually don't like when I see Amber Rose with hair, but this time she kind of pulls it off.
No, she's a cute girl. She's beautiful, but that wig ain't doing nothing for you. But I tell you something, I feel her on the switch up. Switch up is something nice. If you switch to blonde or red, like my whole attitude changed. Like if I have a fro, honey, you can't tell me nothing when I got my fro on.
Brett, so what's this look, your look you're wearing? No, I'm just wondering. I mean, because this is your new look for this week. Huh?
That's the Whoopin' Negro ass special.
Oh, damn what that is? Oh.
Thank you. Well, yeah. I didn't even want to threaten him, you know. I'm so tired of Gary. Like, he keeps coming for me.
No, Brett,
I lose it on you and when I blow up on your ass, you're going to not like it.
That's Man Beater 2017.
All right, up next, y'all. Which A-list couple will not stop sharing, honey, their undying love for each other on social media? L.A. has the tea next.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Well, everybody, Frank and I had so much fun talking to all of you on Facebook Live last week. We're going to do it again.
Yay!
Tomorrow at 3 Eastern, noon Pacific on Facebook Live, you can call in and talk directly to Frank and I on the phone. Go to facebook.com/DishNation. Get more information there and the number to call us. All right, Heidi, enough about Frank and I. What you got?
All right, so the love story of 2017 seems to be Jennifer Lopez and Alex Rodriguez, otherwise known as J-Rod. And they're not afraid to shout their love from the rooftops and go to social media. And Alex Rodriguez actually posted this photo of him and J-Lo in front of the love sculpture in New York City. And then she goes on Instagram and posts this video. I like them, but I think with so much shouting from the rooftops and posting, I feel like this is burning really hot and bright, and it's going to be bad when it ends.
And that's how a lot of her relationships have gone. She has these flashes, and then they're over with. But I think this one's going to work out.
If I made this video on Instagram,
yeah,
you wouldn't come in the next day and go, oh, my God. You don't even like like when I post a love video of my little dog dreaming, which is adorable and sweet. You're like, that's so stupid.
It is stupid. Here's a video of Heidi's dog sleeping. Now, you tell me which Instagram video you'd rather watch.
Get ready to fall in love, America.
Oh, rating spike.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.